and Dits for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
Roo and Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. It's Crow's co-captain, Tex Walker.
Let's talk about Tex.
Tex Walker. Hey, Tex.
Oh, well done, Texan.
Thanks. Good on you, mate. Well done.
Congratulations,
well
Tex.
Well done. Thanks very much. You threw in a surprise
sneaky
there.
Sneaky little fella, aren't you?
Yeah, threw in a little sneaky surprise.
You did. Now, I said to Roo earlier this morning, clearly you're a tight ass, because if you get married now, you can't go on a honeymoon. You just snuck in like the reception and the engagement on the same day. So you've just saved heap of cash,
I'd
haven't you?
Put it in the smart category.
The smart category.
Killing two birds with one stone. You ever tried doing that?
No.
No, too you
much
should
for
try.
Me. So when was this all decided?
Oh, well, Ellie came home, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago and said, I've got an idea. I said, oh, here we go. What is it? She said, let's get married. I said, well, it's the inevitable. We are engaged. We are going to get married.
Mate, not if you listen to our last segment. We just had a bloke who was engaged 7 times before we got married.
We weren't listening to that on the way in. Ellie was getting a bit angry. She's like, I hope you don't get married 7 times.
Gee, your first fight 24 hours later.
24 hours.
That's good.
Welcome to married life.
Yeah. But no, we thought, well, let's do it. And not to get it out of the way, but we want to start a family, and
good on you.
Thought this was the best way to do
I say, and on your wedding day, I know this is stating the obvious, but watching it on 7 News last night, the happiness on your face, on Ellie's face, you looked fantastic. So,
well, that's why Emma's still a little bit croaky. I was singing all night long.
Yeah. That was great. So where'd you have the wedding? I saw Marble Hill.
So we went up to Marble Hill and we just had a lunch up there for 30 odd people. And then we come back down to Whistle and Flute, which is on Greenhill Road.
Yep, you're
where we
regular
had
there.
100 people there waiting for us.
Good. Yeah. It all go
now,
well.
What was the wedding waltz? What was your song?
No, we didn't do a dance. No. We're a little bit different. We just come back and wanted to party because I think there's two times in your life where you have those sort of people in your room, and it's your wedding day and then when you die. You're only there once.
Okay. Very profound.
You think about it, not too many other times.
Yeah.
Unless you turn 40 or 50, if you make that.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times have you been married?
Two.
Which one?
Was your best man a bit late?
There's a bit of a story we heard.
Yeah.
How late was he?
That would have been good for the wedding.
So we decided that Bernie and Abby, they're pretty tardy with their time management, so Ellie and I said, well, why don't we just buzz them and say you actually need to be there on time, and still decided that Bernie would rock up an hour and a half late and miss the whole ceremony.
he missed the whole thing.
No, well, they won the cricket grand final the day before, and he was about to drive, and Serena said to him, well, how about you blow into this breathalyzer? And he blew the breathalyzer to bits.
Wow.
So Tim had to drive him, I think.
How many cricket grand finals is that in
the row? They've won 14 out of 16, I was told. Anyway,
14 out of 16.
I think so, something like that, which is phenomenal, incredible. But, he came home to play for Stansbury. They won the grand final, and he was a little bit late for your wedding. Was he best man?
Nah, my brother.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Ayrton, good fella, Ayrton.
He's still crooked too, Ayrton.
Yeah. He over-raced.
Over lunch, he brought out a bottle of scotch.
Stuffed.
I'm not having that.
Yeah. So. And hey, Tex, I was talking just as you arrived about the Twilight Grand Final. Richard Goyder, the AFL commissioner, says, we've asked the club captains and the majority of them have said they'd love a Twilight Grand Final. Is that accurate?
That might have been a survey where I just ticked and cried. I can't remember what I said. I would have said keep it in the
daytime.
You're a traditionalist, aren't you, Texan?
Yeah.
What would Sloaney say? Do you know?
Well, let's ring him.
what do you think a lot of AFL players think about a twilight? Not a night, but a twilight.
Well, I wouldn't have a clue.
So, no, it's not even discussed anyway.
No.
Doesn't really matter. I mean, yeah, and a lot of people would like to keep it where it is. It was the cracking grand final last year, so... In your eyes, Dits, why would you change it?
Mm. All right. Well, anyway, that's just my view. Yeah. It's been.
Would you change it?
No, I wouldn't. And then maybe these things aren't important, but whether you're the fans, whether you're the players or whatever, but come 5 o'clock, they blow the siren. Then at night time, you celebrate as a club and you go and do things. Where if it finishes at 10:30 at night or whatever, it makes it difficult.
You might have had enough by then. But if you'd won, you'd be ready to go. Hey, Tex, you played GWS Friday night in Canberra. How was it?
Yeah, good little win. I think we ended up winning by about 3 or 4 goals, and some boys played really well, and good couple of wins for us going into round one to play Hawthorn. So
dominated for 3 quarters.
Yeah, yeah.
You started getting your little sticky fingers on the end of a few too. That would have put a smile on your face.
Oh, about
finished
time.
Off a nice pre-season. Yeah, but it can take a couple of games to get your touch and get the ball moving and. Get your body working again, so you would have been really happy from a personal point of view.
Yeah,
too.
It was good to finally get on the end of a couple, and thought our pressure was really good for 3 quarters. Then the last quarter was a typical JLT, and
was that what happened? Because it happened the last couple of games, a little drop off in the start of the last quarter. Is that just a I've done enough?
I wouldn't be too worried. I'm not too worried about it.
Chase Jones, I think he's picked himself for round one. I could not leave him out of the Crows side, the number one draft pick for last year. I think he has pretty to good, play in round one.
He's good. I love him, and he's a great kid. And, like you said, I reckon he's nearly picked himself for round one. It's going to be tough for Pike and the coaches to pick a team to play Hawthorn.
All right, you've played a couple of games now with the 6-6-6 starting lineup. Now, Gary Lyon, who, no matter what you think about him, was a gun forward in his day. This is what he has to say about the rules.
Now, you know what the mentality of a forward is in 5v7? They take the defender mentality. They've got to defend two players. They've got to get off. Now, I think these blokes, they've got to get proactive again forwards. They've got to take the initiative again, drag their opponent where they want him to go, as opposed to saying, well, I've got to look after two players here because it's 5v7.
So as a forward, do you feel like you're, better positioned now, one-on-one ahead of the ball? You got a better chance of winning it, and you now can attack a bit more?
Well, I sort of had a chat to a few defenders from Port and GWS and said, oh, how do you feel? And they said, we just feel bare. We feel like that we don't get the help. So it's a lot of one-on-ones now, which is what the game wants, and I think we're going to see a lot of them.
They've had it too good for too long, the defenders.
I really like it.
Do you think so? What, because they outnumber the forwards?
Well, back... forever. It was one-on-one. That's how you played in defence. You just had to beat them one-on-one.
Yep.
As soon as they started flooding, it becomes so easy. That's when defenders started zoning off and being loose defenders and more attacking. Good to watch, but a nightmare for forwards.
So will players now pick up a lot more?
Yes.
You'll have to stand someone.
Yeah. But that'll only be
still
for
have
the
a zone defence.
That'll only be for the centre bounce. Because then in general play, you can do whatever you want. So then you'll play from kick-outs, you'll still play your zones and... around the ground, you'll still play different sort of structures, but centre bounce will come really important now.
So, Tex, you're in the middle of a four-day break. The whole comp is on the same four-day break, or are they slightly different?
So, I think everyone's on the same.
So when you get back to training and this...
Thursday.
Yep, and in preparation for a Saturday game next week against Hawthorn.
Yeah, so we'll have a good hit out on this Saturday, bit of match sim against each other, and which will be very minor, and then we'll just... jump into a normal week and get excited for Hawthorn. And footy's back.
For the people who missed the Crows v Nord trial, everyone got through unscathed there with Greenwood having a run. Dave McKay had a run and got through unscathed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone got through unscathed. So
good
come
pre-season.
Back Thursday and we'll have a good week heading into the round one. Who have Port got?
Melbourne away.
Whereabouts? In Melbourne?
Yeah.
Well, Melbourne. Melbourne also play up in the Northern Territory.
Playing them in Broome. Yeah.
Well, we played them up in Northern Territory last year.
Yeah, fair point. All right. Sorry, I was being smart.
Stephen May got rubbed out too. You'd be happy with that.
Did he really?
Yeah. Mm. Got one game for a shirt front. Mm. Yeah.
I reckon you're getting Melbourne at the right time, Dits.
Well, playing them at the MCG is hard, but you reckon they've got a few injury concerns, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Righto. Chalk us down for a win.
No, I didn't say that.
Where are we going for lunch, actually?
It's your choice. I told you, restaurant of your choice. This is on the back of last week, by the way, the JLT game where the Crows beat Port. We had a little bet, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do you want to go? Where's your favourite?
I haven't thought yet.
Somewhere
there's
not,
only one
not
place to go.
The Alma.
The Alma.
Can we put our prices up?
Bloody hell.
Well, in season now, you won't be able to drink, so the grog bill will be cheap.
I can.
It's only him and I.
His manager.
Oh, please.
Come gotta on. Bring me manager.
Who got Mark three? Ricciuto. Who got three votes at the wedding?
Did he get one back of my mates,
James Friesen Lee.
Yeah.
Decided that decided that he might take his shirt and pants off.
Oh no.
Not once. No. I think two or three times. My brother would have been up there.
Yeah.
One of the other mates that I give my Crows gear to at the end of each year, he wears it to the gym and thinks he's in the Crows Academy. So poor old Pike, he got it bailed up and said, mate, I think you need to get me on the Crows list. He said, well, I'm happy to try it, but firstly you need to go and see a dietitian because what you're putting in is not what you're getting out.
Fair enough. Yeah. How many people were up at Lobethal? How many at the wedding?
I don't know. We didn't go to Lobethal.
Where was it?
Marble Hill.
Oh, Marble Hill.
Mm.
I thought it was Lobethal. Where's Marble Hill?
In Marble Hill. So you pretty much go straight up Green Hill Road,
and
it's 20.
Marble Hill
minutes.
Is in Marble Hill. That's one of your better answers that you've given me as well.
Is that an actual place, is it? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Because I was told, Rue, there were 30 people there. And the word is you and I were number 31 and 32. Mm. Unlucky.
Oh, funny that he was number 32.
Yeah.
That's one of your best things.
Thank you.
It was a pretty emotional and pretty exciting day anyway, if you wanted to know. Even the cake was in tears.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good. You not happy with that one, Dids?
Say it again.
Oh, you're going to slow down. Cake was
in tears. Oh, I'm with you. Righto. Text George's too quick. Text George's thanks to Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Thanks, Tex.
Thanks, boys.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 for Southern Volkswagen, 9 South Road, Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.